Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August 20th, 2022. We're going to talk about something that is, personal to me. Every so often I get these very personal requests, and I normally answer them privately. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it'd be of much interest to most people. So that's why I do it that way. But this one is a little different. I have a lot of fun with all of this, with my quirky personality as it is. So this comes from a gentleman named Craig. He used to come to the center in Escondido when I was teaching there, very formally, as I like to think of it. And he was, what do I want to say? He was a go-getter. He was one of those getters. I think he worked in the some industry doing stocks and bonds and things like that. He was a dealer. And anyway, I haven't heard from him in years. Well, all this time that I've been here, both on a podcast, radio, and TV, he has been watching. And this email that he sent me was the first one in 35 years, I believe. Maybe 40, no, 35, that he has contacted me. And I was very, very interested in the digression of his life. He looked at himself as a person who was going to make a lot of money. His admiration was for Walt Disney and all the money that he thought that Walt Disney made. And he had a great deal of respect for that, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, come to find out, I get his life story, and I'm not going to give you the details on that, but it didn't turn out well. It was rather grim, as most people who live their life for the sake of dinero. And he wrote me this, and then he wrote a few other little things that I'll add into here. Now, let me state the purpose for my reading this to you. I am sure that many of you share his point of view. And that being said, I thought, well, this would be a great way to show that A, they're not alone, and B, for me to answer this question and move on from there and hopefully be able to serve you better in some way or another. So here it is. He goes into a litany of things that happened to him in his lifetime, and I won't get into that. I have a love-hate relationship with you, Greg. I hate what you teach. I love your courage to teach what I hate. What can I do with this paradox, as he put it? Craig from Rancho Penasquitos. Everybody has a love-hate relationship with anyone who has been teaching the way. The way is very difficult, Craig. It goes against the grain of the ego, the pride, the vanity of a person. And in our culture now, being narcissistic is a compliment. Nihilism is a compliment. It's something that most people have come to due to the fact of, believe it or not, government and all of the scandals that we have seen, not only in government, but as government. So we put our lives in the hands of government, and that has led to a nihilism because we see that the people that are Congress people are just basically idiots, and presidents and vice presidents, and it's a mess. And so people lose their authoritarianism, and people need an authoritarianism Craig to live their life. They need it desperately. They need someone to believe in, someone or something that they can pray to or ask for favors or believe will guide them, yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. And there isn't anything like that. We are here in this world answering to ourselves and whatever is going on within us. So the thing is, basically, we are our own worst enemy, and we answer only to ourselves, our karma. We answer to the level of our spiritual development, which is nil, all that kind of stuff. So with all that being said and done, it's kind of a sad commentary on the way the world is and what we've turned out to be. So the things I teach annoy you because they are not a part of the matrix of and the narrative of that matrix in this world. I call it the collective unconscious. And you're a big part of that collective unconscious because your value systems and the things that have occurred in your life throughout the years, both in my presence when I was younger and now here in my old age, after I've left so many years ago, you're sitting there, you know, thinking to yourself, as you said in your email, I could have had a V8, why didn't I do it? And the reason I didn't enter into the practice was because basically, I didn't like what you were saying. It had nothing to do with my agenda in my life. And people have their agendas. So they live in accordance with these agendas that they believe in and that they think are also important. And they miss. They miss the totality. I respect what you wrote to me. I respect the fact that you realize that after a life of servitude to money, power, prestige, you have failed. And that while you gained a little bit of some of these things, they weren't enough to carry you through for the rest of your life and give you what you thought of as a meaningful life. So you came to this place of nihilism where you just didn't think that anything mattered in this world and nothing was important. You just live and get through and then die. That was your premise in, well, it's what you said in your email. So with all of that being said, what to do with me to hate what I am teaching, which is all about consciousness and love, to that of maybe trying to pick up the pieces of your psyche and put them together in a way which you could accept what I am teaching without hating it. You have to understand, Craig, when we give ourselves over to our human body, when we live our life via the human body, we put ourselves in a very precarious position. We ignore the essential quality of our life that we didn't know anything about. And living strictly out of my biology, if I were to do so, would be a terrible mistake. And that's what most people do. They live according to their carcass, the moods of their body, the moods of their mind, and what it is emulating from emotionality. They don't understand, nor do they care to understand, anything that is significant about their life at all. They just don't care. So with all of that being said, got to look at it from the point of view of what is significant. I can't change the way you interpret my words. I can't change the way people interpret my words. Liking and disliking what I am teaching is the wrong state of mind. We are not here to like or dislike it. You have to come into a premise where you are not concerned with how the teachings affect your ego, how they affect the way you desire and want things to happen in your life. It's not about that. Each and every one of us has a signature to our lifetime, something that we are either working upon or ignoring. Most people are ignoring. They don't see the meaning of their life and the significance of it. They're too busy making problems in their life, making problems with their living by trying to get what they want, trying to establish some sense of self-importance through the ego. That's not what this is all about. And I know that would be very, gratifying to you. To have me teach all of that, to be more in the matrix of this society, this world. But I'm not. I had my falling out with Greg, and I am no longer banded to him by his needs and wants and desires. The key element here is that in all of the efforts I have made there, there is something that is sticking out that is annoying people, that they think they're in control and they're not. So biologically, you are in a predisposition to live the life that your father and mother lived. And as you say in your email, it wasn't a great way that they lived. And you lost your own family, blah, blah, due to the fact of some reckless living, which your mother and father did, as you stated in your email as well. Following the path of your genetics, you are not going to be a happy camper. None of us are. Greg Penn wouldn't be. Greg Penn has, you know, the same biological history as anybody else. And if he were not careful, he could have been rich in the world and poor in his spirit. And I really didn't want that. I wanted awakening. I wanted to see what was beyond this body. So all I can say to you really is, Craig, at the tender age that you're at 68 years old, it's going to be a hard slog for you to let go of your past, your regrets, your I coulda, shoulda, woulda, and come to a place where you sit seeking consciousness by living in goodness and mercy. If you were to live in the goodness of a mercy that allowed you to forgive, and you see at your age, my age, well, really any age, the whole effort is to forgive. We have so many things about ourselves that need forgiving. And if we don't forgive, then we place ourselves in very difficult places in this world and within ourselves to cling to the mercilessness of the emperor of all malice, as I call it, my human heart. Now, that's just the way it works. So you live in a state of impermanence. You live in a world that is very difficult and demanding. You live according to the throes of your genetic nature. You don't want to hear all this. And you hate me because you hate my message, because it doesn't coincide with what you want, your nihilism that you've developed. But you can't stop listening to it because some part of you is still awake, still alive. There's still what I would call a spiritual heart beating in there. And if I were you, I would move into that spiritual heart and I would listen to it, even though it goes against the nihilism and all of the things that you want and believe in. And I'd stop hating the messenger and I'd start listening to the message. But all of this would require that you feel a sense of love for your life, a sense of deep appreciation for your life, and realize the gravitas of how important your life is and how few people can do that. But Craig, if there's anything left in you, any gas in the tank left, now is the time to use it to let love live you. Thank you, Craig, for the reconnection. And I hope that this all helps some of you who love and hate me dearly. I understand. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.